Okay, everybody, say good morning. Today's daf is daf Chof Ches. We're holding the final line of Chof Zayin Amid Beis. And the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Lo Shel Noshim Le'olam Mitnei HaKovid. What the Mishnah was referring to is that we do not have a beer, B-I-E-R, a mitah, on which would lie a deceased woman out in the open in the rechoiv, mitnei hakovid. What's the kovid? So Rashi, the Mishnah explained, because what happens if this woman died a zava or a nida, and she is unfortunately still going to see some blood, that blood could get on the tachrichim, on the shrouds, and it would be very embarrassing. So therefore don't have women that passed away standing there in the middle of the rechoiv on a mita, on a bed. The real problem is only a chaya. Chaya means a woman that has just given birth. And in fact, says the Tap Rashi, she may have passed away because of the fact that she gave birth. As we know, in the good old days, this was not uncommon. Rachel Imenu passed away when she gave birth to Binyamin. So, at that time, blood is still flowing. Therefore, it would be embarrassing. Mecharnash of a regular woman that this doesn't apply to, not an issue. But Belozo Omar Afilu Shar Noshim. No, it applies across the board to all women. Chassidut says the pasuk of Thomas Shem Miriam, Vatikov Risham. And when Miriam passed away, she was not in labor. She was not in childbirth. Vatikov Risham says the Gemara. Why does it say Vatomasham Vatikov Risham Smoich Lemisa Kvura? That right after she passed away, 1, 2, 3, shnel, they were koiver, they didn't let her lie in state, so to speak, out in the open or anywhere else, into the grave. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that this applies across the board to all women, don't have them lie because of the fact that they may have this concern about blood. V'yomer Blaza, af Miriam ben Ishika Mesa. This really has nothing to do with our sugya. However, since we had Reb Loza talking about Miriam, so Reb Loza told us something else about Miriam, that Miriam, Hanavia, sister of Moshe Benu, passed away b'neshika. How do I know? As ye shom shom ye Moshe. You learn if they shiva shom shom from Moshe Benu. Neiman, what's the shom shom Moshe? Our Gemara doesn't bring it. We brought by Thomas Shem Miriam, and it says by Moshe Rabbeinu Vayomas Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. So each time it said Shom, so you learn Shom Shom, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Beneshika, so too by Miriam. Now how do we know by Moshe Rabbeinu? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayomas Shom Moshe Eved Hashem Al Pi Hashem. And the Gemara darshins the words Al Pi Hashem as if Kaviyachal Rabbeinu Shalom physically gave a kiss to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Pi Hashem. So frankly, Mara, if you're telling me that Miriam also Mesa Meneshika, so instead of learning out Sham Sham, Mein Ali Nemar Ba Al Pi Hashem, say the same words that you say to Moshe Rabbeinu Al Pi Hashem. And for the Gemara, we can't. Neshignai Hadavla Oimrei. It's not Moichel from Machanati. Yosh Koyach.
Does it mean when it said Meneshika that it was a peaceful?
That is also true. And if you learn the Gemara literally, it means the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a kiss to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you don't learn the Gemara literally, as you say, it was a peaceful ptira and not a misa that involved pain and anguish and suffering.
So, but what is the Gemara trying to tell us? Is it was peaceful or that Hashem literally kissed her?
The Gemara has several layers or several levels of understanding. Every Gemara can be learned totally superficially, and every Gemara can be learned in depth. On the surface, what the Gemara is telling us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yahu gave a kiss both to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Miriam. On a deeper level, presumably the Gemara is not just telling you a kiss. I mean, obviously that would show a sign of love and affection, but it could also very well be like you're saying. And in fact, today when you talk about a person having a Mises Neshika, that's the colloquial expression that a person passed away peacefully, without any pain, without any suffering, etc. So getting back to Agamar, the Gemara says, why doesn't it say by Miriam? Utz of his same Loshon that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Then we wouldn't have to learn up Sham Sham. Let it just simply say, Al Pi Hashem. It would be, quote unquote, embarrassing to say that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a kiss to a lady. So therefore, we don't want to use those words, Befeirush. however says the Gemara, that really is what happened. I just don't want to say it explicitly, but that's implicit based on the Shum Shum Drasha. Amr Mami, Lamanizbuch Misas Miriam the Parshas and Parah Aduma. The Misa of Miriam appears in the Torah right before Parshas Chukas. Chukas, of course, is Parah Aduma. Pasuk, the last shtickle of the previous Parsha, talks about Miriam passing away. So what is the connection between the two? Loi Melach. Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes, just like Parah Aduma is Mechaper, Av Misosin Shel Tzadika Mechaperes. Now what does it mean that Parah Aduma is Mechaperes? After all, Parah Aduma is Metahir. What's the inyan of the Kapara? So Rabbeinu Chananel says that the reason why our Gemara refers to this as Mechaperes is because it says in the Torah by Parshas Chukas, it says there that it's Chatos Hi. Since we give it the label of a carbon chatos, we know a carbon chatos is mechaper, so too, to some degree, Parah Aduma is mechaper. I mean, the easy way to explain it would be that the whole purpose of Parah Aduma is to wipe away a person's tumah. So in that sense, it's cleaning up the mess that this person has with his tumah, and that's the inyan of a chatos that also cleans up the chet. The Tosis on the top, however, gives another pshat, which is brought, I believe, Rashi and Chumash, that what's the inyan of Parah Aduma? Toiva tova yo'eim utekaneach es tzoyas bina. That the inyan of Parah Aduma was that the Parah, that's the mami, is going to go now and clean up the mess left over by its child, by the Eyal. And Rashi gives the, Rashi and Chumash brings the Medrash, which is brought here by Tosis here as well, the top Tosis, that it's a moshul ma'adavadoyma. If a person has a shivcha at home, today they would call it an ozeret, and that shivcha has a little baby, and that baby went and soiled the palace of the king because the baby wasn't wearing a diaper. So then the king would call over the shivcha and say, clean up the mess of your child. Here too, the Parah Aduma is the mommy animal, the eagle is the baby, and we say, Parah Aduma, clean up the mess that was left over by the eagle. So in that sense, it's mechaper, as you see in the top choices. Anyway.
You tell that in the shuls, that the parents should look after the children when they make a mess. Not all parents do that.
In fact, many parents bring the children to shul
to make a mess.
Exactly, so they don't make a mess at home and let the shamas or let the goyim worry about cleaning up after them. But that's a separate story. Anyway, ma Parah Aduma mechaperes av misos tzadika mechaperes. That's why we learned that the misa of Miriam is mechaper. It's similarly Amar Reb Lozer Lamanis v'chav misa sehar the big de kahuna. Ma big de kahuna mechaper. The big de kahuna giva kapora av misos tzadika mechaperes. Our Gemara doesn't go into any detail. What does this mean? Big de kahuna mechaper. However, the Gemara, I believe in Tzvachim, has a whole sugya going through all the big de kahuna. And for instance, it says by the Me'il that had those little bells on the bottom, pamoin verimoin, pamoin verimoin, that that sounding of those bells was machaper on those people that say Lashon Hara and Moitzi Shemra. So you see that the begodim have an inyan. Choshen Mishpat is on the lave of the Koyin, to go the Koyin Godel, to go and teach you that it's machaper on those who are ma'av seha mishpat, those that render crooked decisions or crooked justice. So the big tikkun on mechaper, so too misas tzadikim mechaper. Tonabon, meis pisayim, zu hi misa chatufa. If a person passes away suddenly, that's a misa chatufa. The Gemara is going to tell us in another 10-15 lines that misa chatufa is a form of kores chasashon, that a person did something, he's chayef kores, Kodesh Baruch Hu snatches away. The word chatufa means like to snatch away this neshama, because the neshama sinned. If a person was a chole just for one day and he passed away, zui misa dechufa, that was a hastened misa, a misa that happened quickly. What's the difference between chatufa and dechufa? I don't know, and I'm in very good company, because if you look at the fourth toises from the top, chatufa udchufa, says toises, v'yedana maishnahu umenole. I don't know the difference between chatufa and mitchufa. What's the makoyer? Just simply says Pisoi, Tchufa, Chatufa.
You're not called Tchufa. I'm sorry. There's no anything. This was a person had a day.
He had a day, exactly.
And that's so, the difference.
Okay, that's no question. But what's the significance of saying that that's Chatufa and Tchufa? I mean, I I figure out on my own without this brisa that a person who dies immediately, that's immediate, and it's a day later, it's a day later. What is it? Now calling it chatuf and chufa, is that good for the Jews?
The
brisa was
saying that,
yeah,
was, yeah, that it was sort of a punishment, almost. It's a,
mm-hmm.
it's a
and one day it's not a punishment.
Sorry?
And one day it's not a punishment.
No, it's a punishment, but not as severe, possibly.
Okay, well, maybe.
But in any event, we know that these things happen all the time. And it's
all
a,
the
it's
time.
Unique, and we're like a Maron.
Right.
That was a Misa, I would say that, that was, I wouldn't call it the people because there's a great Tzaddikim there.
Mm-hmm.
But still, nevertheless, it happened all of a sudden. So
how do you distinguish then between a Nishika and a Chatufa or a...
Person who passes away pissing suddenly could pass away chas v'shalom in a plane crash, and
right.
then everybody in the plane crash suffered terrible rachman l'tzlan,
right.
terrible pain.
Right.
So that wouldn't be a misa neshika,
right.
especially according to you. That saying misa neshika means peaceful. That wasn't very peaceful. Right? Good. Anyway, so this is chatufa and this is dechufa. Reb Charan ben Gamliel oimer zuhi misas magefa. The case of the cholo yom echad is called a misa of a pandemic. Oh, who knows? Who doesn't know the word pandemic nowadays? She never said in the pasuk. Ben odem hini lekeif mchas machmer einecha b'magefa. This is the famous nevuah of Yecheskel that we've brought already several times through our mesecta, from which you learn various hilchos avelus. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, "I'm taking away your wife." And it says, "Uksiv v'adaber elohom b'boiker." I told this prophecy over to the people in the morning. And guess what? But Thomas Ishti Barev and Nebuch, his wife, passed away that evening. So she lived one day from when it was told to her. So that's why the previous pasuk calls that b'magefa, and it's a one-day thing. That's why Chanan Ben Gamliel says it's not a misas dechufa, it's a misas magefa. Shnei yom mumeis. What happens if a person had 2 days' notice, so to speak? He was sick for 2 days and then he died. Zui misa dechuya was pushed. In other words, we're pushing him to the gallows, we're pushing him to the Malach HaMavis Nebuch to pass away. Gimel, if it took 3 days, then Gara, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming at him. Arbo'a Nezifa, Nezifa means a rebuke. Chamisha Zui Misas Kolon, that's already normal, that a person should be sick for 5 days, and then Chas HaSholem pass away, so it would not fit into any of these categories of the Chatufa, the Chufa, the Chuya, etc. What's the Rai that Chamisha's Mises Kolodim says in the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu in Korvi Yemechel Lomus Yigmar Darshan's Hein is Chad, that's 1 day. Why? We'll see in another moment, because the word Hein in Greek means one. Korvu is Trey, because it's a Loshen Rabban. Yomecha is Trey, Loshen Rabban. So if you add up 1 plus 2 plus 2, or Chamisha, you have 5 altogether. Again, the Gemara says, "Hein is chadchikim lashon yevani." In Greek, currently achas hein. So I see, therefore, 5 days, and then one passes away. Hein korv yamecha lomus, and then there's misa, and that's considered to be "quote unquote" normal. Until now, we're talking about days. Now we're talking about years. Meis b'chamishi shana, if a person passed away at the age of 50, zui misas kores. Chas v'shalom, they chose kores b'dei shemayim. Chamishim ushtayim shana. If a person passed away at the age of 52, zui misasoi shel Shmuel Aramasi. Shmuel passed away at the age of 52. You'll recall we had this earlier on, I believe in the Sechtes Megillah. The reason why Shmuel Aramasi passed away at that time, because Shmuel asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Please don't destroy my maase yodai bechayai, the things that I accomplished during my lifetime. Please don't destroy them before I pass away." One of the things that Shmuel Aramasi accomplished was the anointment of Shaul HaMelech, and therefore don't have Shaul HaMelech pass away whilst I'm still around. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, fine. But because of that, since Ein Malchus Achas Negas B'chaverta Afilu K'molei Nima, it's time for David HaMelech to ascend the throne. Therefore it's time for Shaul to pass away. What I'm going to have to do is, I'm going to have to make you, Shmuel, look very old. And therefore the Gemara says, based on Psukim in Tanakh, that Shmuel became a Zokain, and at the age of 52, it looked like he was already 95 or 120. And then at 52, never he passed away because of that Cheshbon, because of Shaul and David HaMelech. Shishim, if a person passed away at the age of 60, Zui Misa Bidei Shemoyim. What's the difference between Kores and Misa B'dei Shemayim. This is a very hot topic among the Rishonim. What most of the Rishonim learn is like the Tosis learns over here, that the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Kares, that Kares includes that the person will not leave any children. Like the Pasuk says, Kares Yiu Aririm. Aririm means without legacy, without children. So Misa B'dei Shemayim, just he passes away, but the family will continue. Kores is both family and the Misa, him and the family as well. And not everybody agrees with that, but that's how Tosis learns here on the Amid. So Shishim is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Oh, my Zutra, my Kra, bring me a raya that Misa B'dei Shemayim is at the age of 60. The Chassidut said in the Pasuk, Tovoy v'chelach Eli Kever. Cover that the person is going to come to the kever, which kelach means at a mature age, and big kelach is bigimatria shitanav. If you take the word bikelach, beis is 2, chof is 20 is 22, lamed is 30 is 52, 8 ches is 8 is 60 altogether. So tovi bikelach, he comes into the kever at the age of 60. Shivim seva, a person passed away at the age of 70, that's considered to be normal, he's now become a senior citizen, passed away. Shmoinim, 80 years old, is gvurais, that's a simon that the person is strong, and Kadosh Baruch Hu has given him more strength. Chassidim like says in the Pasuk, in Tillim, very famous Pasuk, Yemeish Nisayim Behem, Shivim Shana. The normal age limitation, or age duration, is 70 years. Think Gvurai Shmoinim Shana, Gvura is 80 years. Amar Rava, Mechamishvat Shishim Shana Zuhi Nisas Kartas. Although we said before that Kares is at the age of 50, says Rabbah, it's any time between 50 and 60, but Tosis says, V'loy ad b'chlal. In other words, 50 through 59 and 364 days. Because if the person reaches the age of 60 and passes away, that's the Misa B'dei Shemayim that we spoke about before. So it's 50 until 60. Now the question is, behind l'choshimlu, why did we say before the age of 50? We didn't want to say explicitly between 50 and 59 and say, by the way, Shmuel Ramasi passed away at the age of 52. Ooh, sounds like he passed away from Kares. Shmuel said, no, nothing to do with Kares. That's because of that other cheshbon with Shaul and David HaMelech. Now the Gemara tells us a very famous Gemara that Rav Yosef ki have a bar shitin, when Rav Yosef hit the age of 60, Avlu Yomitam L'Rabbani Gemachta Groisa birthday. Doesn't tell us whether they had helium balloons or not, but he made a groisa yontif.
With candles.
Omar, he said, Nafkilim mi kares. Since I've hit the age of 60 and Baruch Hashem nothing happened, that means I did not do an Aveira for which I would have received kares. Or if a chaser did want to do an Aveira, I did tshuva and Baruch Hashem, I was in Skaper, so he was very happy and he made his Ashtikl birthday party. He said, okay, it's true that you were able to pass the test and pass the age of 60. Good. What about the Kares Yoimi? What is the Kares Yoimi? That says Rashi, that's what we were talking about before, that if a person passes away suddenly, that's Misa Chatufa. Oh, and this Misa Chatufa can occur post 60 years old. No, so you're not totally free from the fear of Chas HaShom, perhaps getting Kares. Said Rav Yosef of Malay, L'koit l'chamiya palga b'yadach. At least I passed one of the two time periods. You're right. It's not that I'm totally free from the possibility of Kares. It could still happen with Azamisa Chatufa. But Baruch Hashem, at least I passed the 60-year threshold, so I know that that area of the Kares Tishani is behind me. Rav Huna noch nafshi pisay. Rav Huna passed away suddenly. Avkadaigi Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan started saying, oyoyoy, didn't we say Misa Chatufa? Does that mean Rav Huna Chas HaSholem was not a Grois El Bachis? We had the Gemara yesterday, the day before, a very lengthy discussion about when Rav Huna passed away. And the Gemara says, you know what, let's bury him next to Rav Chia because he was Marbitz Terli Yisrael. And he was Marbitz Terli Yisrael. So we see Rav Huna was a Grois El Gogol. That being the case, how could he die? Pisay? Tanulahu Zuga de Hadayev, the two Tamil Chumim from Hadayev. They said, Leishanu Elishali Gil Gvurais. That's not because the person is young. Avigil Gvurais, once you hit 80 years, Zui Mises Nashika, to go and pass away Pisayim. That's a bracha, that the person didn't suffer. After 80 years old, half of the people are sent away by their children, Nebuch, to nursing homes. and they visit them once a year on Happy Father's Day. Otherwise, they forget about it. The fact that the person died suddenly after the age of 80, that's a Mises Nashika, that's not a Simon of Kars. These three major things that people endure throughout their lifetime, these three are not totally b'schusim, but the mazel. One of those three, chaya, the longevity, how long a person lives, boni, having children, umezoini, having money, or the person has, baruch Hashem, parnasa. Now when the Gemara says mazel tal yimilta, it doesn't mean that automatically, whatever you do in life, you're going to be stuck with these three. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, ein mazel Yisrael, and what's the definition of ein mazel Yisrael? That means that a person can go and change his mazel through tefillis. So even though his mazel was that when he was born, the constellation said the person that died at the age of 25, if a person is mispalel, he can have a richas yom. So tefillis can go and change a person's mazel. But nevertheless, that's what Gemara tells us, mazel tal yimilta. Now, we're going to bring rayos for all three, chaye, boni, umezayni. These two are great, great tzaddikim. Mar matzli v'yosim mitra, mar matzli v'yosim mitra. The Gemara considers the litmus test of being a real tzaddik that back in the Sechtes Tanis we said that if Chas V'Shalom there was a tzara on the tzibur, to be Gezer Tanis. And then the one that would lead the Tanis in terms of the tshuva and in terms of the tzillis was the godel in that area. So both Rabbi and Rav Chizkiya was zoicha that if Chas V'Shalom there had been a drought, and they went to the Omid and were mechabed them to daven, when they said Masha v'ruach, the wind started blowing, Moed Hagashem, it started pouring. So therefore, both of them are great tzaddikim. Nevertheless, Rav Chizkiya chaya tishin v'tar tinshnen. Rav Chizkiya lived to the ripe old age of 92. Now today, in fact, 92 may not even sound so old, but certainly the Yom Mehaim, when they didn't have all the modern medicines and everything else, 92 is considered to be a Zokin Muflik. Rabbi Chai Arboin, Rabbi only lived for 40 years.
What does Muflik mean?
Muflik means a very, very outstanding senior age. A senior citizen here in America, 65 or 67, 70, when you get to the age of 92, he's really...
An older statesman,
exactly. So, especially in the times of Chazal. Rabbi, on the other hand, was a great tzaddik, just like Rav Chizkiya, Chayar Boyan. He only lived for 40 years. One Rosh Hashanah says that if a person was from the Einiklach of Eli HaKoyen, then they would die early. And then the Gemara said that if you go and learn Torah, that can give you longevity. And the Gemara says it would be either Rabba or Rava, depending on the Girsa, was an Einiklach of Eli, and because he was learning Torah, so Gishmak, he lived to the age of 40. And Abaye, that was oisig both in Torah and Gemilas Chesed, he lived to the ripe old age of 60.
So he was also from Eli.
Abaye was for sure from Eli. The Shal is with the Rabbah and Rava, mm-hmm. depending on the Girsa. Anyway,
Abaye was a Kohen.
And he a Kohen, presumably. Chayyim, that's what comes out. Theoretically, it could come from the daughter, but I don't think Bnei Eli is from the daughter. I think only from the son. Can't tell you for sure. Anyway, Rabbi Chaya Arboin, so Rabbi lived 40 years, so we see that when it comes to Chaya, it's b'mazla tal yimilta, not b'schus. Be Rav Chizkiya shitin hiluli, during the time of Rav Chizkiya's life, he made 60 chasanas. The word 60 is often an exaggeration, but it means, Baruch Hashem, there were many, many simchas in his family. Be Rabbi shitin tichli, in Rabbi's home, unfortunately, there were 60 occasions of Avelis, of sorrow. Again, 60 may be an exaggeration, but it means Nebuch, we're talking about Chai Boni, the having children. Here, Rav Chizkiya had children galore, made 60 chasanas, and Rabbi Nebuch lost a lot of his children, and they made 60 levayas. But Rav Chizkiya smida lekalbi v'loy midboy. Smida means very, very fine wheat flour. He would serve that to his klovim, to his dogs, v'loy midboy, and they never had a shortage. They always had tons of such delicious refined flour for the dogs. They rabba Nahamad Nasar the Inchi. They served to the people, they served barley bread, which is considered to be very, very inferior to wheat bread, and they didn't always have enough. often they had a shortage and they had to say, everybody only take a half a bite or only a half a piece of bread, because unfortunately we don't have enough. So it shows the Chai, Boni, Umizoini, all three of them, great Tzadikim, Rav and Rav Chizda, the Mazla Talyanot. Zodim Aravaita. Yom Rabba, Hanitlas Mili Boi Kamishmaya, says Rava, the following three things I asked Rabbi Nishaloyla for a special matana. Tarti Yavli, two he gave me, Bechadalu Yavli, one of my three Bakoshes that Kodesh Baruch Hu did not give me. Chochma Seid Rav Huna, I asked for the Chochma of Rav Huna, the Oisrei Rav Chizda, and the Ashiris of Rav Chizda, the Yavli, that they gave me. And the Sunu say, the Rav Barav Huna Le Yavli, but the Anivas, that Mid of Anivas of Rav Barav Huna, that they did not give me. Now, it's true that it says in Chazal that Hakol Mishamayim Chutz Meir Shamayim. So certain things we are expected to work on our own and not be given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a gift. Nevertheless, the Marsha says that Habo L'Tayr Messayin Oisoy, that a person who wants to tire himself in his midos or in his record of mitzvahs and aveiros, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends special siyata d'shmaya. So what the Gemara is saying over here is, I ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for special siyata d'shmaya so that I should attain the midah of aniva, of anova, of Rav Barav Huna. But unfortunately, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't go and comply with my request. The other two, yes, but this one, lo yavali, I worked on it hard, but apparently he never reached that pinnacle, that level of the anivas of Rav Barav Huna. Rav Sa'irim, Achva de Rav Abba. Rav had a brother by the name of Rav Sa'irim. Hav Yosef Kamei de Rav. They were sitting together. Chavi de Havi Kamei Menamnim. Rav Sa'irim saw that Rav was starting to be Menamnim. Normally, when you see in Chazal the word Menamnim, it means that he started dozing off. Here, however, it's referring to the final doze that he saw that Rav was about to leave this world. Amalei said Rava to his brother Rav Sa'irim, Leimalei Mar Dele Tzarim, do me a favor, speak to the Malach HaMavas and ask him that although it may have come my time to pass away, but it should not be in pain. Amalei, so Rav Sa'irim said back to Rava, Mar Lav Shishbiniu, aren't you a friend, a close acquaintance with the Malach HaMavas? In other words, don't you have a relationship with him which I don't have? Why are you asking me? Amalei, he told him in the Imsa Mazla, since my Mazla has already been handed over, my ticket to this world has already been handed over to the Malach HaMavas, Le'ashkechbi, I can ask him whatever I want. He'll say, Mister, it's already too late. The decree has been sealed up in Shemayim. But he said, nevertheless, Rav Sa'irim begged for me that I should not have tzar. And apparently, although the Gemara doesn't tell us, apparently Rav Sa'irim followed suit and he listened to Rav's tefillah. And or Bakosha, and he asked the Malach HaMavas, do it gently. Amalei, and now Rav Sa'irim said to Rav, do me a favor, this Chazali Mar, after 120, when you pass away, please come back to me in a dream, so that I should be able to see you and ask you a question. And Ischazali, he listened to him, and in fact, the next day, or next week, whatever, he appeared to him. Amalei, and now he says, Rav Sa'irim says to Rav, Havli Lamar Tzara, did you have tzar when you passed away? Somebody's he's asking is, was my tefillah niskabel that you, Rav, should not have pain? Amalei, he told him, ki rivda de kusilta, I felt the pain like when a bloodletter lets out blood. In other words, similar to the pain that when any one of us goes to the doctor and you get a shot or they draw blood, you always get a little prick, right? And it hurts for a millisecond. But after that, sigunish. See, that's what Rav said. That's the same thing over here by me. I just felt it for a second, but or a millisecond. So Timur, a similar story. Rav Avki Yosef Kamei to Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Chazit Kamenam, and he saw that Rav Nachman was about to pass away. Omalais, he said to him, Limli Mar, the little Tzaren. Rav Nachman asked Rav, please go and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ask the Malach HaMavas, that I should not have any pain. Omalei, so he said to him, that is, Rav Nachman repeated back to Rav, he said, Mar Lav Odom Choshevu, I'm sorry, Rav said to Rav Nachman, Mar Lav Odom Choshevu, aren't you a Choshev mensch? Why can't you ask directly, what do you need me to ask the Malach HaMavas? Omalei, so Rav Nachman said to him, somewhat rhetorically, man choshev, man sofin, man rakia, this time, compared to the Malach HaMavis, when the decree has been signed, who continues to be choshev, who is still choshev in the eyes of the Malach HaMavis? None of us. The man choshev, of course, means choshev. What does sofin and rakia mean? So if you look at the second to the last toises, the penultimate toises, he says sofin means choshev. That means, oh, to the term choshev. And you look at the last toises, man rakia, pirish, misukan, the tofer. That means that he is put together, he is well kempt, he is well groomed. So he's saying, when it comes the day of Chas V'Shalom 120, when the Malach HaMavis is about to close the lights and take a Hashem away, Chashivas, none of that has any relevance. Whoever it is, the Malach HaMavis takes him when the time comes. So he asked again, Rava said to the Nachman, please go and appear to me after you pass away. Is Chazilei Anitaka appeared to him. Amalei Havli Lamar Tzara, did you have Tzar at the time of passing? Amalei, he said that the amount of pain I had was Kimishchel Benisa Mechalva, like you pull out a hair from a glass of milk. In other words, you're about to drink something, you see a hair in it, you have to take that hair out. How much pain and suffering is there in taking out the hair? Nothing. Same thing is, Baruch Hashem, no pain. However, said Reb Nachman, the Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zil Bahu Alma Karhavis, if he would say, would you like to come back to this world the way you were? In other words, would you like to have Tchias Amesim now on the spot? Loi Be'ina, I would not want it. The Nafesh Biasusei, the fright and fear that I had of the Malach HaMavis, when the Malach HaMavis came to me, the Malach HaMavis comes and he looks like he has a charboi shlufa biyadoi, as if he has a sword stretched out ready to decapitate the person. That fear and trepidation was so intense, I would not want to go through that experience a second time. Shani Marbaita, Reb Loza Avika Ochel Truma. Reb Loza apparently was a kohen and he was eating truma. Ischazi lay, and the Malach HaMavis appeared to him, and he said, Mister, it's time to say goodbye. Amalei, so Reb Loza said, Truma kochamit, don't you see I'm eating truma? V'laf koidish agree, this is kochim, this is truma. If you're going to kill me, says Reb Loza to the Malach HaMavis, you're going to be goyrein that this truma is going to be tave. You can't have truma tameya. Anyway, it was a winning argument. Chalfalei shata, and he was able to go and push off his demise at least as long as he was eating the truma. Doesn't say how long, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 5 hours. But chalfalei shata, he was able to push the Malach HaMavis away at least for a short period of time. Rav Sheshes is chazilei b'shuka. Rav Sheshes saw the Malach HaMavis coming to him in the shuk, meaning it's your time. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said to the Malach HaMavis, b'shuka ki behema, you're going to let me pass away in the middle of the street like a behema, like a nevela. Whenever you're driving from time to time, you see on the side of the road a dead deer or a dead squirrel or a dead this or a dead that. So you want me to just die in the street like a behema? Isa legavi besa. At least wait until I get home, and then you'll come in, and then he'll pass away at home, which is a much more mechubedik, passing away in his own bed, so to speak, as opposed to out in the street, which would be a bizoy. Ravashi is chazal lebishuka. Same thing happened to Ravashi, that the Malach HaMavis came to him b'shuk. Omalei, so Ravashi asked him for a toiva. Israch li klosin yom, please give me a 30-day extension. V'habi talmudoi, so I should be able to go and review Gan Shas in the next 30 days. Damrizu, because of the famous Chazal. Ashi nisha bolekam v'talmuda biyodoi. Oh, meritorious, praiseworthy is the person that comes to Shemayim after 120 with his Talmud in his hat. And if you don't give me the 30 days Chazara, I won't have the Talmud in my hat. It's beyond Klosan on the 30th day, Asa. The Malach HaMavis said, oh, I'm back. It's 30 days later. Oh, Malay, Michael, hi. Why are you so nervous? Why are you so concerned that it has to be 30th day? You could have given me another 2 days break. Ping, 30th day. It's true, I asked for a 30-day break. And you gave it to me. Thank you. But what's the rush? If it takes another 3 hours, another day, what's it? So he told him, Kadokir Agle, Debar Nosim, Malchus Nagas Bechaberta, Philip Kamloi Nima. That means that after Rav Ashi passed away, Rav Ashi was the Rosh Hashiva, who was his successor, Bar Nosim. The Mefarshim say that's sort of Huna Bar Nosson, and therefore it came his time, just like Bisholem Melech and David Melech. In Malchus the God, Mefarshim, I feel like Kamal Anima, even a hair breath, so it came the time, and you have to leave. Rav Chizda Le'av Yochele, do they have a Shosik, who made me Girsa? Rav Chizda, the Malach HaMavis, was not able to go and kill. Why? Because Rav Chizda was constantly learning. The Gemara says the same story about David HaMelech. He was constantly learning, and so therefore the Torah is megin on a person. The Malach HaMavis had no dominion, no shlita. They have a posik, shosik, pum, and megirsa. Solik, so what did the Malach HaMavis do? Yosef Ba'ariz in the Mirab, he went up on top of one of the cedar trees there in the courtyard or the back of the Bismedrish, Poka Arza, and the Malach HaMavis caused this Eris tree, the cedar tree, to break, to explode, so to speak. That made a loud noise, the Shosak, and as a result, Rav Chizda, who was startled for a moment, stopped learning for a moment, and the Yochalein, then the Malach HaMavis was able to go and chop him at that moment. Rav Chiya Lehavim Motzim Karvalei, Rav Chiya had the same story that he was learning with great intensity, so the Malach HaMavis was not able to approach him. Yerim Echad, one day, Inmi Leka'anya, he, the Malach HaMavis, dressed up like an Ani, like a poor person, Asatur Vabobi, he went and he started knocking on the door. Amalei, Apikli Rifta, no, I'm hungry, give me food. So, Rav Chiya got up from his learning, and Afikalei, and he gave him food. Amalei, so now this so-called Oni said to him, Laf Kamarachim, Mar A'anya, Ahugavra Maila Kamarachim. You're having Rachmanis on this Oni to go and give him food. Why don't you have Rachmanis on Ahugavra? Meaning the Malach HaMavis. It's my turn to go, my mission is now, because Baruch has told me, go and take away the great neshama of Rav Chiya, and you're not allowing me to do that. Have Rachmanis on me. Let me do my job. My lekamarachim. Mar. Golile achvile shuta denura. Then the Malach HaMavis went and took out from his pocket, so to speak, a shuta. Shuta means like a large staff. Denura of fire. Imtzele navshe. And he, Rav Chiya, was startled by that sight. And he handed over the neshama and he said, no, if it comes to time. And he said, you can now take me away. And he took him away, and that was his demise. And now we start the final Mishnah in our Masechta, Zokta Mishnah. We're now combining the Inyanim of Avelus to the Inyanim of Chol HaMoed. We started off our Masechta Moed Katan with Avelus, and now we talk again about Chol HaMoed. We started our Masechta with Moed, talking about Chol HaMoed, and we went through a lot of Hilchas Avelus, and now we combine the two. So Noshim and Moed Ma'anois Avaloi Metapchais. Women during Chol HaMoed, if Chas HaSholem, there is a Patira, and there is a Levaya. In the good old days, the women used to make a lot of noise. And if you go to, I don't know that I've been to a Sephardish Levaya, but I've been to Sephardish Chassanus, and you go to the Chuppah, do they make noise? Exactly. So apparently the same thing applies to the Levayas, all to the women. I don't know today, but at least by Yom Nahem, they also used to go and express their sorrow and their pain that never someone passed away. So our Mishnah says that b'moyed, b'chol ha-moyed, they have to restrain themselves. They can be ma'anois, avaloi metapchois. What is ma'anois, what does metapchois mean? We'll see in another few lines. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, hasmuchas lamita metapchois. Those that are right next to the oroin, they're not only allowed to be ma'anois, they're also allowed to be metapchois. This is b'moyed. Barosh ha-kloshim, b'chanek u'bepurim. Ma'anois u'metapchois. Then, because Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim is a lesser madrega than Chol HaMoed, then you allow them ma'anois u'metapchois, even if they are removed from the mitzvah. They're not next to the mitzvah, they're the second row, third row, so that'd be ma'anois u'metapchois. Bezeh u'bezeh, but both on Chol HaMoed. And Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, loy mekoynes, they should not do kina. What are all these terms? We'll see in another moment. Nikbar a mace, once the mace has been buried, Lema'anis and Betapkois, that's it. Stop making noise. Megai Tahayim, people go home. Ezeu Inoi, he kept on telling me, Ma'anis, Ma'anis, what's my name, Ma'anis? Shekulan Oinois Ka'achas, that all the women go and use the same words at the same time. Oi, Vavai, Vavai, Oi, Oi, Oi. We'll see in the Gemara shortly some of the things that they would say. And they all, Oinois Ka'achas, all with one voice simultaneously. Kina is achas medaberes v'kulan oynis acharel. That's like we had by the Shira that that's a tan leh Miriam. She said, and then the other women repeated. So here too, the kina means that we have a woman that goes and says something, and the other women repeat after her. That's loshen kina. She then says the pasuk, "Vameidna b'neisechem nehi v'isha reusa kina." One isha teaches reusa her friend kina. So you see that it's one is the mashpia and one is the mushpa. One is the leader, and the other one is the follower. That's the inyan of kina. Our Mishnah does not define what metapchos means, because the Mishnah relies on our memories from yesterday, where we said yesterday that tipuach metapchos or metapchos is biyad. Rashi said biyad means one hand on the other, kofitz yad zu lezu,
clapping.
But it's not a clapping like you heard a speaker, you did a great job. It's the type of clapping that you do to express your sorrow and your agony that someone passed away. So presumably the clapping was accompanied with, oi, you can conjure up images on your own. So the Gemara writes, Avali Hu Tamishna Vaitim. This is all the Zman Hazeh. Avali Osad Lovoi. All of these Gemaras won't be learned anymore. It'll only be historic. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, "Bilam avos lenetzach amach Hashem lekim dinam al kol panim," which is, of course, a favorite way for many of the maspidim to end off their hespet. So, Gimar, Mayamar, what would the women say? You say that the women can be ma'anois. What is this lotion of ma'anois? So the Mishnah already said that, you know, they all say it simultaneously, but what would they say? And the Gemara tells us about five or six different expressions. Omerah. Vay li azla, vay li chavila. Woe is to the one that passed away. Woe is to the chavila. What's meant chavila? So there are a couple of pshatim that the Mefarshim have. Chavila could mean like chavila with a hay, a big package. Big package, you have to schlep it, you have to carry it. Vay, woe are to all the chevra kadisha that they have to pack, carry this major weight of the mess that passed away. Others say that the word chavila comes from the word that we had back in Parshas Mishpatim. It says in the pasuk, "Le'sachboil rechayin v'rochev kinefesh hu choyvel." Rashi said the word "le'sachboil" over there is referring to taking a mashkin, taking security. And the vayla chavila is that each person, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him his guf in this world, he gave it together with the neshama as security. And he said, "I want you to bring back this neshama in 50, 60, 70, 80, 120 years from now, as pure as when I gave it to you now." So, say now the women, Vayla Azza Nebuch for the person who passed away, Nebuch for the neshama, that he has to now return to the Rabbeinu Shalom in the same form that it was originally. Omarava, Nashi de Shachnitziv. Shachnitziv is the name of a place. The women in Shachnitziv, Omer Hachadi, would say the following. And we're going to have now five or six different expressions that the women in Shachnitziv would say at a levaya. Now, this is not a full eulogy. This was just probably to get the oilam, the audience, warmed up to feel the pain and the sorrow of the occasion. So what would they say? Number one, Noshim Shachnitziv, Omer Hachi, Vayli Azel, Vayli Chavila, like Rav just told us. The Yomer Rav, Noshim Shachnitziv, Omer, they would say, Good Garma Mikocha, the Namti Maya Li Antichi. Good Garma Mikocha, Kocha are referring to the teeth. Garma are bones. And therefore they said, cut the bone, which is on top of the teeth, from which the teeth emanate from. The Namti Maya, and let the water flow back, Li Antichi, backwards into the kettle. So what do these words mean? So if you look at the Rashi on the first and second line, good garment mikocha nofla halachayayim, the cheekbones have fallen. Namtu mailantichi kaloimar hadri maila mafreya kalapi mala. The water should flow back to the kettle. I'm not sure what the connection is between the first part and the second part. The second part, the Mefarshim explain, is very simple. It's saying, normally, of course, water goes down. You don't, if you go, ever you've gone to Niagara Falls, you see the beautiful falls coming down. You never see the waters going back up. It doesn't exist. So, when you find a child is born, the guf and the neshama come down from heaven. Now, unfortunately, they're going back. Kodesh Baruch Hu is retrieving, he's taking back that neshama that he sent down. So that's the mushal over here. You usually take water from the kettle, and now you're putting the water back in the kettle, you're returning it back to its maker. here a coffee maker, and here a Kodesh Baruch Hu, its maker. What's the good garment mikocha? Perhaps what it's saying is that you can no longer drink because the teeth have been broken, because the bone has been broken on top of the teeth, so therefore you can't even drink, and therefore you give the drink back to the kettle. Perhaps something like that. The Amarab, Nishida Shachtitzim Amar, again the women would say, Atoif Vikasu Turi, the Barami Ubaravar Vihu. If you're talking about a nifter who was a choshev mensch, they would go and say not only should the aveilim put on the atifas haroish that we spoke about at length earlier on in our masechta, but even the turi, even the mountains, which are inanimate objects, they should also put an atifas haroish. They should cover themselves because of this terrible aveda that we've experienced of this barami ubaravavi, this choshev person. The Amarav, Nishida Shachtas of Amran, Shioil Itzla Demilza, Labar Choyrin, Vishlimu Zavde. What does that mean? Shioil is referring to the coffin, the Oroin. Itzla Demilza is now like a silken garment, Labar Choyrin, to this person who at one time was a very wealthy individual, Vishlimu Zavde, but his provisions have ended. In other words, this person at one time was a big knacker. He was the Yeshle Meya Yeshle Deya. He was on the board of all the organizations because he was very wealthy. But unfortunately, Shlima Zavde, his fortune has turned. It's turned to the point that now Shioil, this coffin, is now his silken garment that he is left with at the end of his life. The Amaravan, Shid and Shachtis of Amman, they would go and say, Roit v'nofel amabra, the Zufta Yosef. This person was previously a person that would run back and forth on the Mavar, meaning in throughout life, going from one corridor to another, from one place to another, running around, doing schoyre, doing business. He was a choshev person. And now, at the end of his life, again, the wheels of fortune have turned. And now, to go and pay for his shrouds, Zufta Yosef, they had to go and borrow money just to pay for the funeral expenses. The purpose of saying that, say the Mufarshim, is that these Noshim wanted to go and make a subtle appeal for funds. And they're saying, unfortunately, the shrouds and the burial plot or whatever all cost money. This was a person of means at one time, but now we had to borrow money to buy the shrouds. Please open up your pocketbooks and pay. The Amarav, the Shishan Shachtas of Amran, Achna, Achna means Achenu, our brothers, Tagri, Sochrim, merchants, Azav Zigi, Mivdiku. The art school teaches the word Zav Zigi as nests. Mivdiku means that they are inspected. Once again, we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, a person who's fallen on hard times, and at one time he was a big knacker, he was going around, he was a Tagri, he was a great merchant, but Azav Zigi, Mivdiku, now, if you go and boidik his nest, you'll see that it's empty. He's an empty nester, as they say, although we use that term a little bit differently today. If you look at the Ranjabog all the way on the bottom of the Yomid, if you look at the third wide line all the way in the bottom, you see it says Gimel. So first explains the earlier Gemara, Roit v'nofel amebra v'yizufti Yosef, Pirush, Roit tagar v'tarchan hoye kol yomav, his whole life he was, there's an expression in Yiddish, he was a schwitzer, in other words, a person constantly running around trying to make parnasa. V'achshav nofel reikum limamad, but now he passed away and never his bank account is empty. Amabra, kishem bikish laver min ha'olam, this mabra is referring to the passing from one world to the other world, tzarech lilvois mamon l'techrich, they had to borrow money for the techrich. And similarly, the next Gemara, fourth line on the bottom of Ranjaburg, ach natagri azavzigi mivdiku pirish, achenu hasochem, our brothers, the grace of sochem, the azavzigi mivdiku ba'achrisam nira oshram, when they pass away, then we'll be able to go and look at their ashiris, going zeh, she'in li achshem b'melikva, never he has no money to go and be koiver. Val meis oni uimrim oisoki de shirachmu olav. They especially would go and say these words in front of the audience in a subtle way. They didn't go and say, "Oisai, we need money, appealing for funds, everybody bring in your checks, bring in your credit cards, bring in cash." They said in a nice way that anybody that you thought of was a very wealthy individual during his lifetime, he might have been, but unfortunately many of them, by the time they pass away, they've lost all their funds. And therefore, we need money to pay for the funeral expenses. V'yomer Rabba, Nishir Shachetiv Amran, Moisa ki Moisa, Umarin Chibulaya. Moisa ki Moisa means, basically, everybody in this world eventually is destined to pass away. The greatest Godel, the greatest Tzaddik, and Lahavdil, the greatest Russia. So Rashi says, Moisa kol Adam Meis, everybody passes away. So what's then the difference? Marin Chibulaya. The difference is in the Marin Chibulaya. The Rashi says over here, Marin Chibulaya, who is Surin Hein Babayas. What exactly does that mean is not clear. So there are other Girsois in the Rashi. You see in number 2, right underneath the Rashi here, the Svarim Achirim HaYisurim Hein Roim. It's not a Yisurim Hein Babayis, but Yisurim Hein Roim, that everybody passes away, but some people pass away with terrible Yisurim, never if they suffer terribly in the ICU for 6 months, and other people pass away Pisah, like we have in the Amud Aleph, Amisin Hashika type of passing. So that's what they were saying, everybody's eventually going to die, but the difference between one and the other is how many Yisurim they have. Other Mepharshim say that this is reminiscent of the first shtickle that we said, Vaila Adla Vaila Chavila, because you see the word Chibulaya is similar to the word Chavila. And what it's saying is, when you go and take a loan, which is interest-bearing, giving back the Keren, nope, you borrowed $100, you have to give back $100. Moisa ki Moisa. The problem is, however, if you have to go and give ribbis, that can be very, very painful. You have to pay, in addition to the 100, you have to pay another 10 or 20 or $50. I didn't borrow those monies, but I have to pay those back. And so therefore, it's saying, yes, that when a person passes away, the Karen is the same. You got the body, you give him back the body. The neshama. The Maran Chibulai is, the question is, the ribbis that you have to pay for not doing the mitzvahs, for not doing tshuva, that the additional payment, that could be very, very hard. And therefore they say that there's a mistake in the Rashi. Instead of Yisurin Hein Babayis, or Yisurin Hein Ribis, the Yisurin that a person gets, not Yisurin, it's really Yisurin, the Yisurin that a person gets when he passes away, that's the Ribis, in addition to returning the Keren, of returning his body and his Neshama, the Yisurin that he had, Nebuch, that's the interest that is compounded on the Keren, which can be very painful.
And that comes from Hashem.
All comes from Hashem. Tanya Ramei Oyman. And then it says at the end of the pasuk, "Va'cha yiten elibay." What does that mean? Dvarim shel misa, va'cha yiten elibay. The person should think about what misa is all about and learn practical lessons from it. The yispe yispedunay. If that individual is going to say a hesped for somebody else, then they're going to be maspid him. In other words, mida keneged mida. Do you cover if he is going to assist, like Chevra Kadisha in burying someone, or if he'll give the funds for Nebuch, someone that can't afford it, Yikberune, others will cover him. The Yitan, if you will assist in carrying the mess, like the Chevra Kadisha carries, you offer the carry, Yitanune, other people will carry for him. The Yidal Yidlune, actually the Yidal Yidlune means that if he goes and gives a very nice, beautiful hesped, Magbia Koiloi, he goes and says it in a flourishing oratorical style, in other words, he does a beautiful job, then they'll do the same thing for him. And therefore, Chayit and Aliboy, go and be nice to others, and they'll be nice to you. The Ikari Amri, others say forget. Not the Yidal Yidlune, but the other way around. The Lo Yidal Yidlune. The Lo Yidal here means a person who doesn't lift himself up, he's not pompous, and he's not arrogant. The Yidlune, he will get praise and be uplifted by others. Bar tells us a story. Rabbi Shmuel Nebuch lost 2 sons, not simultaneously, but one quickly after the other. Next, 4 great sekenim came to Menachem Ovel by Rabbi Shmuel. Who were those 4 sekenim? Tarfin, Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, Rabbi Blaz Ben Azari, and Rabbi Akiva. Omle Rabbi Tarfin. So Tarfin said to the other 3 sekenim, Du'u, Shechochem Gadolhu. Rabbi Yishmael, who we're visiting, is a great chacham. Ubaki ba'agadus, and he knows all the agadatas. Al yikazus echad mikem letoich divrei chaveray. What does that mean? So there are a couple of pshatim. One pshat is, Rabbi Yisai listened to what everybody said, the speaker before. You have 4 speakers. Each one should listen to what the previous speaker has said in his hesped, and don't repeat it. Because Rabbi Shmuel knows all of these gadois, and therefore it's going to be troubling to him why they're saying the same thing over again. So don't yikonis, don't repeat what the other person has said. Others say the pshat is al yikonis, don't mix into what the other person says. Meaning that if I, Reb Tarfon, for instance, I'm going to hold the first tesbit, Reb Yosef Glili, please don't interrupt and interfere and say, well, it's not so simple, there's a machlokes, right? Because you know what's going to happen, then Rabbi Shmuel will feel that he also has to interrupt and interfere. And the problem is, Rabbi Shmuel is an ovel, and he's not allowed to say divrei Torah now. So therefore, don't do anything that might prompt or provoke a response on the part of Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, Rabbi Kiva says, fine, many achron, I'm going to be the fourth bar maspid. I'll be the fourth eulogizer. Pasach Rabbi Shmuel v'yomar. First Rabbi Shmuel spoke, not in the eulogy, but he was speaking to the menachmim, to these four rabbanim, and he said, Robo Avanoisov, unfortunately I have lots of averes. He's talking third party about himself. Lots of averes. Takfu Avelev, and therefore, unfortunately, I have one Avelis, one after the other. We had this Loshen Takfu Avelev before, which means that two Avelisin happened seriatim, one after the other. Hitriach Raboisov Pam Rishonu Shnia. As a result of being Matriach, all of you four great Gedoilim, that you have to go and be Menachem Mobile twice. Once for the first child and now for the second child. Now Rabbi Tarfon v'yomis, and now Rabbi Tarfon is going to say his divrei agoda divrei hespin. V'acheichem kol beis Yisrael yivkos asreifa asher sorof Hashem. What is this referring to? This is referring to when Nadav and Avihu passed away, that all the other remaining brothers of Klal Yisrael, they're going to have to cry for this terrible sreifa. So more about the dvorim kal b'choyma. Manad of Avihu shlei also el mitzvah achas. The only mitzvah that we see to which the pasuk says, "V'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivkos asreifa," tachsiv ayakriv b'nei aharon es adam eilav, that they did the din of akrovas adam before they were nebuch passed away. Aha, kach bonav showed Rabbi Shmuel achas kam v'kam. You know how many mitzvahs they did throughout their lifetimes. So certainly, achechem kol beis Yisrael yivkos asreifa. Now, on the surface, the Gemara is a little bit difficult, because are we suggesting Nadav Avihu only did one mitzvah? Be'akriv b'nei aharon es adam eilav. Avada, they did many mitzvahs too. I'm sure they put on tefillin every day and tzitzis, and they were careful not to wear shatnez, and they were careful to eat kosher and all the rest. What means the also mitzvah achas? It means that the Torah attributes this great tribute to them, that kol beis Yisrael sheyivku es asreifa, because of this one mitzvah. Forgetting about all the other mitzvahs they did, this mitzvah. Right after that, it says, aha, so if based on this one mitzvah, we should all cry on this terrible sreifa. Allah has come to come on the Bnei Rabbi Shmuel that did so many mitzvahs, avada, we should cry about them. That was Rabbi Tarfon. Then Rabbi Yosef Glili v'yomar, v'softu lo yikol Yisrael, v'kovru oisai. Gans Chai Yisrael made a hesped after Aviyah ben Yerovam. Aviyah ben Yerovam was the son of Yerovam ben Nevat. You know, Yerovam ben Nevat is considered to be one of the worst Rishonim of Klal Yisrael, because Yerovam went and put up two psalim, two idols, two statues, one in the north and one in the south, and he said people should not go to Oil Regel, to Yerushalayim, they should go and bring Kabbonis to his two statues. Aviyah, however, was an Erlecha. He was a good fellow, the son of Yerovam. And the Gemara tells us about him. The Soft Lord Kong Yisrael, Gans Kai Yisrael, gave a hesped after Aviyah, and the Kavru Oise. He only did one good thing that is publicized in the Torah. What was that good thing? The Sivvei Yan Nimtzim by Dover Toif. We'll see in a moment what that was. Kach Bonav Shal Yishmol, Achaz Kam V'Kama, Avada, they did many Dvarim Toivim, and therefore they deserve a grace of hesped. My Dover Toif, what did Aviyah ben Yerovam do? Says the Gemara, Reb Zeir Reb Chinna Bar Papa Machlokes Chad Omer Shebitel Mishmar Toiv Vi Ola L'Regel Chad Omer Shebitel Pardesoy Shohi Shebirav Vi Oviv Al Adrochim Shlo Yalu Li Yisrael L'Regel. They both say basically the same thought. However, the first man the Omer said, well, let's go to the second man the Omer first. Chad Omer Shebitel Pardesoy. Pardesoy means the security guards, the sentries that Yerovam set up on the Drochim, just like a if you go to Eretz Yisrael, before you get to the airport, then you have to go through such toll booths, not to pay toll, but security guards that they watch to see that you shouldn't chas v'shalom be a terrorist or something like that. So they check you out. You have these sentries, these guards that are checking them out. So here too, Yerovam set up these guards, border guards, that anybody that wanted to go and cross from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, the guards would say, stop, stop, stop. You want to go and bring a present, a carbon to the gods? No problem. Go to these slumim, these agolim that Yerovim set up in the north and the south. So these are the parts. So the Gemara tells us that Avia was mavatel them. His father established them, and Avia sent them all away and said, get out of here, don't do it. We disagree with his father. It wasn't helpful because, I mean, it may have been helpful for a short period of time, because thereafter, unfortunately, they reinstituted them, they reinstated them, until many generations later, when they were finally able to get rid of them. But that's pshat number two. The first pshat is that although he wasn't mevatel all the other pardisais, all the other guards, but he himself, Avia, himself had a position as a sentry, watching over not to go up to be oil regel, and on his mishmar itself, bitul mishmar toy, he fled at the point when he was supposed to stand there as a guard. He himself was oil regel. He went up to Yerushalayim to be oil regel to the Beis Hamikdash to bring kabbalas. Anyway, that was the dove toiv, and because of that, softul lekoy Yisrael. So certainly the sons of Rabbi Shmuel. Nana Rebbe Loz Ben Azari V'yamar B'sholim Thomas U'misrafais Avisecha Hamalachim Harishonim V'shayu Lefenecha Ken Yisrafu Loch. This is talking about Tzidkiyo HaMelech, and by the kings, it says in Tanakh, the minhag was to go and show the lofty character and elevated status of the king, that after the king passed away and he left over personal effects such as his begodim, they didn't allow anybody else to wear them, but rather they had them all burned as a sign of respect to the king. So we're saying about Tzidkiyo HaMelech, B'sholom Thomas, you're going to go and die in peace, and all of your personal effects are going to be burned, like all the previous kings, Ashahayu Lefanach. Uma Tzidkiyo HaMelech Yudish Liyasa El Mitzvah Achas. What was that mitzvah? Sheheli Yirmiyah Menatit. In Yirmiyah it says that Yirmiyah was sinking in a blotter, in a mud, and he, Tzidkiyo, went and extracted Yirmiyah from that mud. Agrees a mitzvah, and because of that, B'sholem Thomas gets this tremendous bracha. All the mitzvahs that they've done, certainly they're going to. We should be master them and bemoan their loss. Then Rabbi Kiva Yomar, "Payoyimahu yigdal hamispid biyushalayim ki mispid hadadrimoyim bebikas megidai." We have this gemara already in Masechtas Megillah, and the gemara asked over there, and the gemara repeats it over here. We never find anywhere that it says anything about a hesped b'Yerushalayim like the hesped of Hadad Rimon and Bikas Megidoi. So what does that mean? What does it mean that we're going to have b'Yomahu on that day? There's going to be a hesped b'Yerushalayim like the hesped of Hadad Rimon and Bikas Megidoi. The Omer of Yosef. Yosef said, "Umuli tergumi the high crop. If it wasn't for the targum, lo yavidan my kamar." I have no idea what this pasuk is saying. The Zotimar be'inna hahu in that time b'Yomahu in the future. Yaski misbedab Yerushalayim, there's going to be a huge hesped Yerushalayim, like ki misbed the Achav bar Omri, that's the infamous Achav, the kotel Yosei Hadad Rimon bar Tavrimon, who was killed by Hadad Rimon, and it'll be like that huge Levi and the huge hesped, who ki misbed the Yoshe bar Omoin, the kotel Yosei Paroi Chagira, Paroi Nechoi, Paroi Chagira killed Yoshio HaMelech, but because Megiddoi. And so therefore, this pasuk is really merging two separate events. It says that the Mispid Yerushalayim in the future will be like the Hesped of Hadad Rimon, meaning the Hesped of Achav, who is killed by Hadad Rimon, and like the Hesped that took place in Bikas Megiddoi, referring to Yoshio HaMelech, who was killed in Bikas Megiddoi. Achav was infamous for being a Rosha Marusha. So, what did he do good that we were making a Dovah Toiv? It's in the Pasuk. What happened was, when Achav was killed, he was killed in a war where he went out to battle, not like most kings that stay in the palace. He went out to battle on his chariot, and unfortunately, an arrow or a spear, Nebuch, gave him a fatal, mortal wound, to the point that it was just minutes before he was going to pass away. And he told all of his Mishamshim, hold me up so that the rest of the folk will not be demoralized, because as soon as they see that the king has fallen and collapsed, then everybody's going to flee. So the Melech was Machzik Ma'amad. He held himself up for those few minutes, maybe an hour, b'Merkava in his chariot, Noichach Haram, to go and show, let's continue the battle. So that was considered to be very praiseworthy, and that's why we are praising, we gave a hesped on this Achav, because of his great moral strength. So that's what we learned. Those are the four hesped. Amalei Rabba L'Rabba Bar Meri Ksiv Beidah Tzidkiyo Tzid by Tzidkiyo Amelech Hashem was Thomas Ksiv V'yas Enei Tzidkiyo Iver, that Nebuchadnezzar caused Tzidkiyo Amelech to become blind. So here it says he's going to die B'Shalom, and here he's blind. That doesn't sound consistent. Amalei Hachim Rabbi Yochanan Shemes Nebuchadnezzar Yomav, Nebuchadnezzar died before Tzidkiyo died, and therefore as far as Tzidkiyo is concerned, Baruch Hashem B'Shalom Thomas, he outlived Nebuchadnezzar. You're going to be there, you're available for tonight?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So we'll probably have tonight. We'll see how my voice holds up for the rest of the day. V'yomer Rava, L'Rava Bar Meri, K'siv Bei B'Yoshio, T'siv Bei Yoshio Melech, L'chem Nini Oysivcha Ala B'Yisecha, V'Nisavta El Kivrei Secha B'Sholem. It says about Yoshio HaMelech that you're going to be Nesaf, you're going to be buried B'Sholem in peace. Uksib, but there's another pasuk by Yoru Hayoyru Melech Yeshio, that the archers shot arrows into Melech Yeshio. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Shasu Kikabra, they made so many holes in his body that he looked like a sieve. Rachman Litzlan. That doesn't sound like Mishalom Thomas. Amli Hachi and Rabbi Yochanan Shlei Chore Beis Hamikdash Biyomav Yeshio Amelech was Zoicha, that the Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed in his days, but only years later in the times of Tzidkiyo. That's when he had the Chore Beis Yushalayim. But not the times of Yeshio, and that's what means that Bisholem Thomas, that he passed away, or Benesaftel Kerisech Bisholem, that he didn't see the destruction of the base of English. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, V'atem, Avek, Masham, Alekechem, Chayim, Kolchem, Hayoi.